Ehud Olmert's remarks come after he resigned on September 21st in the face of corruption allegations. He is serving as a caretaker and remains involved in U.S. brokered negotiations launched almost a year ago. In the interview published on the eve of the Jewish New Year celebrations on Monday, Mr. Olmert said he was stating what, in his words, no previous Israeli leader has ever said, which is that Israel should withdraw from almost all of the territories, including East Jerusalem and the Golan Heights. Without this, he said, there will be no peace. Mr. Olmert's spokesman, Mark Regev, tells VOA the outgoing prime minister has been saying these things privately in his meetings with the Palestinians and mediators over the last month.
Maybe this is the first time he said it publicly, but I can assure you that his Palestinian negotiating partners have heard this before, as have the Americans and the Europeans. Ultimately, we want a historic reconciliation with the Palestinians. We understand that that will come at the price of difficult decisions on our side.
Regev said Israel expects the Palestinians to make equally difficult decisions.
In the interview, Mr. Olmert says very clearly that this can't be done by Israel alone. The Palestinians also will have to make tough choices. And if both sides continue these talks with seriousness and a willingness to make difficult decisions, to make historical choices, an agreement is still possible.
The White House wants to see an agreement by the time U.S. President George Bush leaves office in January. Olmert's political troubles, elections in the United States, and deep divisions within the Palestinian Authority have raised doubts about whether any of the sides has a mandate to follow through with an agreement. The talks have been stuck on key issues of Jewish settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem, the status of Jerusalem, and the Palestinian family's claim of a right to return to land seized by Israel following the establishment of the Jewish state in 1948. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Jerusalem.